J-Kid Philly, a program of Jewish Learning Venture, connects you and your family to the happenings, resources, and voices of our Jewish community. To find out what's happening in the greater Philadelphia area for families just like yours, visit jkidphilly.org. Welcome to Shore Stories. Wherever you are planning to celebrate Shabbat, at the shore, in the mountains, at home, with friends or family, I'm so glad that you're here to listen to a special Shabbat story. At the end of today's story, I'm going to ask you a question. You can share your answer with me on jkidphilly.org. Ask mom, dad, grandma, or grandpa, or whoever is listening with you today to help you with this. Every child who participates will receive a prize. Sounds good? Great. Now let's begin. Today's story is The Shabbat Angels. Text copyright 2003 by Maxine Siegel Handelman. Illustrations copyright 2003 by Joni Keller Rothenberg. Published by UAHC Press. Reproduced by permission of the author. The Shabbat Angels. There are many angels in this world who help God get everything done. Each angel has a special job. Two angels, Tov and Ra, are in charge of Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat peace. On Erev Shabbat, Tov and Ra follow Jews home from the synagogue, peeking in the windows of every Jewish home. If the house is clean, the meal is prepared, and the family is gathered around the table, singing and welcoming Shabbat, then Tov blesses the house, saying, "May next Shabbat be just like this one." And Ra must agree by saying, "Amen." But if the house is a mess and the children are fighting and no one in the family is ready to welcome Shabbat, then Ra curses the family and says, "May next Shabbat be just like this one." And Tov must agree by saying, "Amen." One day, Chaim Yankel and his wife Esther had a big fight. Who knew what it was about? It was one of those little things that gets bigger and bigger all by itself. The fight lasted all week, and as Shabbat approached, Chaim Yankel was still mad. He was so mad that he neglected to buy flowers for Esther, as he usually did every Shabbat. Esther was still so mad that she decided not to make Chaim Yankel's favorite kugel the way she had every Shabbat for 10 years. Esther and Chaim Yankel were so busy being mad at each other that they forgot to check to see if the children had taken a bath or cleaned their rooms before Shabbat. The children were not used to seeing their parents fight. Seeing them fight made them scared, and the children started fighting with each other. When Shabbat arrived, the meal was not prepared. The table was not set, and everyone in the family was unhappy. Tov and Ra followed the family home from synagogue. For 10 years, they had been following them home on Shabbat, and each week for 10 years, Tov had blessed the shining, happy family. "May next Shabbat be just like this one." This week, Tov was about to give the customary blessing when Ra stopped him and said, "Look." Ra pointed in the window. Instead of seeing candles burning and happy faces singing, the two angels saw the youngest daughter pulling the hair of her older sister, toys strewn all over the living room, and angry, sad faces on every member of the family. "It's my turn this week," declared Ra. "May next Shabbat be just like this one." Tov bowed his head and said, "Amen." On Shabbat afternoon, Chaim Yankel and Esther had some time to sit down and talk. When they realized that they couldn't remember what they had been fighting about, they laughed and hugged each other. "I'm sorry I made you upset," said Esther.
"I'm sorry I made you upset," said Chaim Yankel.
Chaim Yankel and Esther gathered the children together and apologized to them for making their happy home such a sad place. By the end of Shabbat, everything was back to normal. The week went by and everything was fine in the house. But as Shabbat approached, Ra's curse took effect. Chaim Yankel became so busy at work that he forgot to buy flowers for Esther. When Esther got home from work, she realized she didn't have all the ingredients for Chaim Yankel's favorite kugel. But it was too late to go to the store before Shabbat began. The children, having not cleaned their rooms the week before, found the mess had grown too large to finish cleaning before Shabbat. When Tov and Ra followed the family home from the synagogue that night, Ra smiled triumphantly and said, "May next Shabbat be just like this one." And sadly, Tov agreed. Amen. Chaim Yankel, Esther, and the children were sad. What had happened to the shalom that had always filled their house on Shabbat? When Shabbat was over, Chaim Yankel, Esther, and the children went to see the rabbi.
2 weeks ago, we were fighting," said Chaim Yankel.
"Our Shabbat was ruined," said Esther.
"We stopped fighting, but this Shabbat wasn't any better," said the children.
"We want our happy Shabbat back," cried the whole family.
The rabbi listened closely. He said, "It seems that Ra, the bad Shabbat angel, has cursed your home. He saw you fighting on Shabbat, and he cursed your home that next Shabbat should be just like that one."
"Oh no!" cried Chaim Yankel.
"What can we do to get our happy Shabbat back?" asked Esther.
The rabbi thought for a long moment.
"It will not be easy. You will each have to do your part," he said, looking into the eyes of each member of the family.
"You must begin to prepare for next Shabbat now, even though it is an entire week away. Begin shopping, baking, cleaning today. Do something toward Shabbat each day this week so it is never out of your minds or far from your hearts. If each one of you does his or her part, you might be able to beat Ra's curse." On their way home, Esther stopped by the market and bought all the ingredients for Chaim Yankel's favorite kugel. When the children got home, they started cleaning their rooms. Every day that week, Chaim Yankel brought Esther a few flowers. As Shabbat approached, the family increased their preparations for Shabbat. Chaim Yankel joined Esther in the kitchen, and together they baked a few new things they thought the family might like. Not only did the children clean their rooms, but each child went through her clothes and toys and picked out a few things to give children without enough clothes or toys. On Friday, Chaim Yankel made sure to leave work a little early, and he brought home the most beautiful bouquet of flowers he could find. As the sun began to set, the family gathered together to light the Shabbat candles. The house was spotless, filled with the delicious smells of challah and the Shabbat meal, and each member of the family wore a big smile as they kissed and hugged and wished each other Shabbat Shalom. When Tov and Ra peeked in the window, they heard the voices of the family joined together in song.
Shalom Aleichem Malachei Hasharet.
Peace be to you, ministering angels. Ra knew they were singing to him, telling him that they had beaten his curse. Tov smiled his kind, good smile and said, "May next Shabbat be just like this one." Ra bowed his head and agreed. Amen. The end. I hope you enjoyed the story. Here is my question. What can you do during the week to help get ready for Shabbat? Remember, if you share your answer with me on jkidphilly.org, you will receive a special prize. Thank you for listening to the Shabbat Angels. Shore Stories wishes you and your family a Shabbat Shalom, a day of peace and rest.